Hello and welcome to this podcast on EY's 2018 UK Attractiveness Survey. In this podcast, I'm going to discuss the performance of the English regions in attracting foreign direct investment in 2017. Overall, the UK attracted 6% more foreign direct investment projects in 2017 than in the previous year. And while this was slightly behind the European growth rate of 10%, it was nevertheless still a solid performance. Within that, projects into London grew about 3%. This is lower than the historic norm. London has really been the flagship of the UK's FDI, but London really is at the front end of the transition and transformation we're seeing of the UK economy, with Brexit putting some key sectors under pressure, such as business and financial services, while digital is now providing the real source of growth. London saw growth of over 30% in digital projects, but its overall increase was very much limited by declines in business services, financial services and headquarters. So it is going to be important really for us all to look at London as an example of what is likely to happen throughout the rest of the economy as we move towards leaving the European Union. Within the English regions, there was good performance in many regions. Overall, the English regions grew by 16% in FDI terms, so almost three times the average for the country as a whole. Within that overall performance, the south of the country had a very strong year. The southeast, the east and the southwest were all growing by significant amounts. In the east and southeast, digital and other knowledge industries such as pharma and electronics really drove the growth, and we saw some strong performances by some of the university towns such as Cambridge and Oxford, while Reading's IT strength came through again in a strong year for the city. The Northwest also performed very strongly with success across the board, digital, business services, life sciences, reflecting the very diversified nature of that economy. When we look to individual cities, and we've touched on some already, Manchester was the largest English city once again, but there were strong performances by Birmingham, Leeds and Coventry. And as I've said, some of the university towns, Cambridge, Oxford, Bristol, all just making it in or around the top 10 also. But overall, it was a strong performance by many cities across the UK. We're starting to see some of the benefits of devolved economic activity, with maybe the second or third largest cities in the larger regions also boosting their foreign direct investment performance. There's still more to do. When we ask investors what really matters for them in the English regions, they always tell us that it's infrastructure and skills, and that was no different this year. But there's also a call for greater access to business networks, to help on finding partners, and to support from regional and local economic development bodies. There are therefore some policy issues that do need to be presented. And when we look at FDI across the UK, Scotland remains a very strong performer, and that in part reflects a simpler institutional structure in Scotland. It is easier for businesses to engage than it is in some parts of the rest of the UK. There is therefore some clear policy opportunities to improve the performance of the UK by some form of institutional reform and simplification in respect of trade and foreign direct investment. Thank you.